This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotion. Is it really possible to be at peace with yourself? It's a bit of a tough question, one that strikes at the heart of who we are. I read this interesting quote, said, "If we want to make peace with ourselves and with the world at large, we have to look closely at the source of all our wars." I think that means you and me, the war inside. The biggest problem we've got is within ourselves. We're very complex human beings, a wide range of emotions that deal with every single minute. So you can choose today to be happy or sad or relaxed or uptight. You can be friendly or unapproachable. And the amazing thing is that once you learn how to be at peace yourself, you can be at peace with others. Now, it's not always an easy thing. We get down on ourselves. We become our worst enemy. And the problem is that life can't always be controlled or manipulated according to our own agenda. It just doesn't work that way. Sometimes we get angry or we lash out when life turns sour, so we feel rejected. It's unfair, and we get upset. So what explains the unfairness of life and the unpredictable events that throw us out of our routine? Well, there are many things that occur. We have no control over these things. And no matter what occurs, it is possible to stay balanced. It gives us a sense of strength. We never know, for example, you know, what's predictable. Is it going to be dependable? Everything is subject to change every moment. How often have you felt at war with yourself, reprimanding yourself for something you did or you didn't do, and you replay those self-destructive messages over and over in your head? And they could have been messages that you picked up in childhood from your parents, teachers, or even from the TV. Things that have been major influences in your life. It seems the last thing society wants is to be at peace with ourselves. But deep inside you and me, there's a place of peace and rest. But it takes a bit of practice to find that. And the amazing thing is that God has our best interests at heart, and nothing could be better than that. So today, here's a question. Why not make a decision to like yourself? Now, that might sound a bit funny. What kind of relationship have you got with yourself? The truth is you can't get along with everyone else until you get along with you. And sometimes there's a lot of what we call self-loathing going on, and we need God's grace to remove that feeling, I hate myself. And that applies especially to those who've been abused as children. It can take a long time for inner healing to take place. So I encourage you to find out what God says about you in the Bible. Ask Him in prayer to help you change that self-image. People enjoying life and enjoying other people, it begins with knowing who God is. And here's a big one. Don't compare yourself to others. Comparing and competing with each other is one of the fastest ways to lose your own sense of peace and joy. There's freedom in learning how to be happy who you are without being jealous of someone else's skills or achievements, to accept other people just the way they are. Sometimes we wear ourselves out trying to change people, think that people have got to be like us. But actually, it's impossible. We're all born with different God-given personalities, and we're never meant to be the same. How often have marriages come apart when one tried to change the other? It just doesn't work. But we've got areas where we do need to change. But God is the only one that can really change us. The best we can do for others is to pray for them, to accept them as they are. Let God control your life. In Proverbs 16, verse 9, a great verse, "A man's mind plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps and makes them sure." You may have a plan for your life, but God, in fact, might have a better plan. He's smarter than you. I've heard someone say that trust requires unanswered questions. In the moment, we could say, I don't know why this has happened, but like David, we could say in Psalm 31:15, "My times are in your hands." And you can rest, you can trust in that. So trust God, even when things don't make sense. Heavenly Father, thank you. We want to be at peace, and you're the one that can give us that peace today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.